epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Josh Vernier will join us at the top of the hour. Jay Binkley, Rob Brinton producing the operation. So the big media day kickoff has basically been going around the country with all the college football teams, Big 12 a couple weeks ago, the SEC during All-Star break last week, the ACC going on now. Belichick up there, it is weird still seeing him back in college football. But the latest buzz, Rob, has two teams possibly eyeing the SEC if the SEC would make a move, or if conference realignment, would make a move, the ACC. Here's the one thing. North Carolina was a founding member of the ACC. That would be a big move, but by all indications, they want to move, and I'm sure Clemson would not mind being in the Southeastern Conference, but I know the ACC right now is sitting with an uneven number. They're sitting there with 17 teams in the ACC, but we're going to go see. We're starting to see the rise of jumbo conferences now, as you have. But UNC and Clemson would make sense for the SEC. They kind of go out and get whoever they want. It's kind of the end-all, be-all to be in that conference. In the ACC, they had to grab a couple former Pac-12 teams to be in their conference. I think it would crush them, man, because Clemson's the bell cow in that conference as far as football. They're the ones that made the college football playoffs last year. I think they're going to make it again with Cade Klubnik at quarterback again this year, and Dabo knows how to win. But if UNC and Clemson go together, and you know what, Belichick and Dabo, I think, are boys, man. They're friends, you know, and stuff like that. But how long is Belichick going to be there? I don't know. But do you see a situation that those two go to the SEC? Because I would say when there's smoke, there's fire. Don't forget when Oklahoma and Texas jumped from the Big 12 to the SEC, there was no smoke, there was no fire. They just did it.
So here's the thing, and I've read the article, I believe it was On Three Sports, talked about the exit fees in the ACC basically disappear after 2030. So I do think after 2030, both those teams are eyeing for a way out of the ACC. My question becomes, what does college sports look like in 2030? Like,
completely different.
I do not think that Clemson and UNC have plans of staying in the ACC based on the way it's set now after 2030. And we know that number because of the exit fees. But, Bink, if it was COVID times, we were doing the show and I asked you, hey, what's college sports going to look like in 5 years? I don't think you would have had Oklahoma and Texas in the SEC. I don't know you would have had Rutgers and Washington in the same conference. I don't know you would have told me that athletes are going to get paid, no problem, NIL. We wouldn't know what NIL is back then. So I think that 2030 is a big part of this reporting because I don't know what the college sports looks like in 2030. Do we still have conferences? Have they broken away? Well, have they had their own group? I don't even begin to guess to know because I wouldn't have known 5 years ago.
Well, you've heard the talk. It's just very talk. Remember Big Ten and SEC forming their own deal, remember? Well, the Big Ten and SEC have kind of been in cahoots on a lot of different things. Keep in mind, the Big Ten has 18 teams. The SEC has 16 teams. If they were to grab two more, they'd be right there with the Big Ten as far as both having 18 teams. But you're right. Neil has changed the game, man. And I just go to the NFL, what the Bengals are dealing with Shamar Stewart, the only first-round pick not signed, right? Because there's talk. Like, if he goes back to A&M, which I don't think he'll go back there and play. Does he work out with them? Yeah. But here's the thing. He could sit out this draft. And here's the misnomer. Yeah, the Bengals have his rights to week 10. But if he goes back in the draft, the Bengals can't draft him again. And not only that, he goes right back in. He's only 21 years old. And not only that, 21 years old with over $1 million in the bank. That is different than 21-year-olds joining the draft and joining the NFL a couple years ago, right? Some of these guys have $1 million, $2 million, $3 million already in the bank. That's why name, image, and likeness has changed things. So, again, it has changed the landscape in the NFL, college football. You know, Jim Nagy ran the Senior Bowl. He's now the GM of the Oklahoma Sooners because they used to not have GMs in college football. Now they do.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.